Today's daf is Yuma Daf Dalet, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Omale Reish Lokish L'Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Yitzchak Elio Ben Shoshana Bracha, and Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadal L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing along in the first sugya of Masechtas Yuma, which discusses the very first halacha of the Mishnah. Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mibesoy L'Lishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, they, quote-unquote, would take the Koyin Gadol from his house, and they would lock him up in a chamber in the Azara. The name of the chamber of the Lishka was Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara immediately said that there's another Mishnah in Shas which discusses a similar halacha. Shivas Yomim Koidim Sreifas Hapara Hayu Mafrishin Koyin Asreifas Hapara Mibesoy LeLishka Sha'al Pnei Habira. 7 days before a Pora Aduma was burnt, they would come and take the Koyin whose job it was going to be to burn the Pora away from his family for 7 days, again put him into a Lishka in the Azara, not Lishkas Parhedrin, but rather Lishkas Beiso Evan. And the Gemara said, Minani Mili, what's the Makar? And up until this point, we've had one general Makar, two variations of it, but one Makar, and that is from the Parsha of the Shivas Yemei Amiluim. The Torah at the very end of Parsha Tzav, the Mafter says that during the first 7 days of the existence of the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu, not Aharon Uvonov, did the Avodah, so where was Aharon? Where were his sons? Says the Torah, Umi Pesach Oyo Moyed Loi Seitzu Shivas Yomim Ad Yoy Melois Yimei Miluechem. Another pasuk, U Pesach Oyo Moyed Teishvu Yoyman Volaylo Shivas Yomim. They were locked up in the Oyo Moyed for 7 days. Now that parasha says, Kasha Osviye Mazet Tziva Hashem Lasois Lechaper Aleichem. And we learn from there that this halacha, although would seem was exclusive to the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, was actually a halacha l'doyrois. Kasher Asa B'yoy Mazeh, says the Torah, Tziva Hashem commanded that in the future, Lasleis L'chaper Aleichem, you should do again. And the question is, when is that other time? So the Gemara said, version one, Lasleis is referring to the Parah Aduma, L'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur. And it's from this pasuk that we know that 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mibesai, and 7 days Koydim Sreifas HaPara, Hayu Mafrishin Koyin HaSreifas HaPara. We saw at the very end of yesterday's daf that the Gemara brought another nusach, another variation of this halacha, and that is that the pasuk Kasha Asa B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasis L'Chaper Aleichem is not referring to Para and Yom Kippur. Rather, it's referring exclusively to Yom Kippur. Lasis L'chaper both mean the same thing. They both mean Yom Kippur. Freik de Gemara, if that's the case, what's the Makar for Para? Must be that when the Mishnah says 7 days, Koidim Sreifas HaPara, that halacha is actually not a din Torah. It's not a din Deiraisa, but it's a Maila Ba'alma. All it was a din Derabbanan. But the bottom line is, if there's a Makar in the Torah to the halacha of Shivas Yomim, which there clearly is for the halacha of 7 days before Yom Kippur, debatable whether there is for 7 days Koidim Sreifas HaPara, what is the Makar? It's the Parsha at the very end, the Parsha Sav. It's the Parsha of the Milur. Now, who said this? Rabbi Yochanan said it. Zok de Gemara. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish, who was the Talmud Muvik, the Talmud Chavir of Rabbi Yochanan, turned to his Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, Mehecha Koyalfas Lami Milu. You're telling me that the Makar to 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrijan Koyin Golomi Beisai, is from the Parsha of Milu. He said, if that's the case, Imam Miluim Kolakasa Ben Ma'akiv Behen, Afachanami Kolakasa Ben Ma'akiv Behen. If by the Miluim, this halacha was Ma'akiv, meaning it was Ma'akiv, in order for Aharon to do the Avodah by Yom HaShmini, for him to have been separated from his family for 7 days, then on Yom Kippur, the halacha should be the same thing. Meaning, it shouldn't just be a din lekatchilo that mafrishin koyin gadol mibeis, but rather, it should be something that's ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, maybe, yeah. Where do you see in the Mishnah that it's not makir? So Rish Lakish said, I'll prove to you. But now to the Mishnah. It says that they used to appoint a backup Kohen Gadol. They had to make sure that the Skan Kohen Gadol or some other backup Kohen Gadol was ready to go as well. Now, why did he have to be ready? Because you need to have a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. What happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes possible? So there has to be somebody that's ready to fill in the event that it's necessary for him to substitute. But what's the kasha? Like Tony Mafreshin. It doesn't say that this backup Kohen Gadol also had to be taken away for 7 days. The kasha is that if it's ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol that does the avodah on Yom Kippur to have had the prisha of Zion Yomim, then they should have done the prisha for the Skan Kohen Gadol as well. Because in the event that he needs to do the avodah, shouldn't he have to have the prisha? And from the Mishnah, it's mashma that it was only the Kohen Gadol that mafrisha noisami beisai. But as it relates to the Skan Kohen Gadol, it's not mashma that way. But the Gemara says, how do you know? V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, my maskina mafrisha. Maybe when the Mishnah says, umaskinan loy Kohen Acher, it doesn't just mean we appoint a backup Kohen Gadol, but rather what it means is we appoint him and we do the same Prisha Shiva Siyamim for him as we did for the Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara says it's not mashma that way. Why? Because if that's the case, listen, oy idi v'idi maskinin, oy idi v'idi mafrishin. Because the Lashon that the Mishnah uses when it describes the Prisha is different than the Lashon that the Mishnah uses when it describes the fact that we had to make sure there'd be a Skan Kohen Gadol. Shiva Siyamim koidim yeh makipurim mafrishin Kohen Gadol. That means Prisha of 7 days. That means quarantine. Umaskinen loy koyen achar tachtov. That's mashma simply appointing him. It's mashma there was no afrasha. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan that if you're correct that the makarta the halach of 7 days of prisha is from the miluim, then it has to be similar to the miluim. By the miluim it was ma'akev. Here too it should be ma'akev. Now how do you know that by the miluim it was ma'akev? That we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. But for today we're going to take for granted that it was ma'akev by the miluim. And if that's the case, Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, it should be ma'akev by Yom Kippur. And from the fact that it's not ma'akev by Yom Kippur, said Reish Lakish, that's proof that the makar to the halach of 7 days is prisha is not the parsha of the milum. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So Rabbi Yechonon turned to Reish Lakish. He said, Elamar. If that's the case, mar, mehecha yalafla. So will you please tell me what you feel the makar then is? Meaning, if the makar is not miluim, I'm not right, then what is the makar? Incidentally, it's interesting that Rabbi Yechonon refers to Reish Lakish as mar. Mar in Shas usually means Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't refer to Reish Lakish as Rebbe. Reish Lakish should be the one referring to Rabbi Yochanan as Rebbe. But either way, so he told him, I learned it from Sinai. Because there's a pasuk in the context of Maimir Sinai that says, Vayishken kvoid Hashem al har Sinai, Vayichaseyu ha'onon sheshes yomim, Vayikro el Moshe, So this pasuk is not in Parashas Yisrael, which is the primary parasha that talks about Maimon Har Sinai, but rather it's in Parashas Mishpatim. So at the very end of Parashas Mishpatim, after Kisikne Eved Ivri, after Bava Kama, after Moed B'Miktsas, after all the intense halachas and psukim that the Torah talks about in Parashas Mishpatim, at the very end, the Torah revisits Maimed Har Sinai. And the pasuk says, this is the mafter. Vayal Moshe Elohar. Moshe ascended the mountain. Vayichas ha'onon esa'ar. And the onon, the cloud, it covered the mountain. Vayishkel kvayda Hashem al Har Sinai. And the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, rested on Har Sinai. Vayichaseyu ha'onon sheishes yomim. And the onon covered it for 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe bayoy mashvi mitoich ha'onon. And then on the 7th day, the Shechina called out to Moshe from within the Anan. The pasuk continues and says, "Vayavay Moshe b'toicha Anan." Moshe entered the Anan. Vayala har. He ascended the mountain. Vayi Moshe b'har. And Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. Arba'im yoyim v'arba'im loyla. Those are the final words in Parashas Mishpatim. Now, this pasuk that we just learned is going to be one of the subplots in today's daf. In fact, the Gemara is going to mention there was a major machlokes tanaim, 4 tanaim that discuss when exactly that pasuk took place. So, this pasuk that describes that the Shechina is on Har Sinai, and specifically, Vayichaseyu ha'onon sheshes yamim, the onon covered the mountain for 6 days, Vayikra el Moshe b'yoy mashvi mitoichan, and then on the 7th day, the Shechina that was on the mountain called out to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Reish Lakish said that I believe that this pasuk is the makar for Prisha Shivas yamim. What? Mechtik, the pasuk says Vayikra el Moshe b'yoy mashvi, that the Shechina called out to Moshe on the 7th day, my sheshes yamim. So why the pasuk have to say that the Shechina was on top of the mountain for 6 days? A very subtle deal. Rish Lakish is bothered. Vayishkin kveid Hashem al Har Sinai. How long? Vayichasneyu ha'anon sheishes yom. And then Vayikra Moshe v'yei mashvi. His deal was, let it just say Vayikra Moshe v'yei mashvi. Why does it have to say Vayichasneyu ha'anon sheishes yom? If it would say Vayikra Moshe v'yei mashvi, it would be implied that in the first 6 days it didn't call out to it, and that's how long it was there. So why did Torah have to say that it was covering it for 6 days? Ebono of, this is coming to teach me a halacha, not as it relates to the rest of the story of Maimon Har Sinai, but a halacha lemaisa, something that's nogeya, and that is, shekala nichnas b'machne shechina, any person that enters machne shechina, ta'un prisha shisha, he needs to separate first for 6 days. For 6 days, the shechina was on top of the mountain, and on the seventh day, Vayikra el Moshe b'yoy mashvi mitoich anan, the Shechina calls out to Moshe, and then Vayavay Moshe b'toich anan, and Moshe enters. Rish Lakish is understanding the pasuk. This will become more clear in the course of the daf. But just to speak it out now, Rish Lakish understood that this pasuk was describing the moments before Moshe Rabbeinu entered Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days. Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishosisi. But before that, he was on the mountain. The Anon was on top of him for 6 days. Vayikra Moishin Bayeim Hashvi, then he entered. So what do you see from here? There was an idea of Prisha. He had to be separated for a certain period of time, 6 days, and then afterwards he was allowed to enter Machne Shechina. Why is this significant? To teach me halacha that any person that ever enters Machne Shechina, such as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the proverbial Machne Shechina, he would need Prisha for 6 days. So what's the kasha? That's the Makar Vashivatran. The Mishnah doesn't say 6 days. The Mishnah says 7 days. If the Mishnah said 6 days, maybe this is the Makar. Prisha Sheshes Yamin. But the Mishnah said 7 days. How can you bring me a pasuk of 6 days to teach me a loch of 7 days? Zachti Gemara Masis Rabbi the Bembeseri. The Mishnah is going to review the Bembeseri. The Chayesh Lutumas Beisai, who in addition to this was also worried that maybe the Kohen Gadol will be together with his wife. She will be Pirsan Nida B'Shas Tashmish. He will then, albeit b'shoigig be a boil nida. A boil nida is treated halachically like a nida. And just like a nida is tamei for 7 days, a boil nida is also tamei for 7 days. He's going to end up at 7 days of tumah. That's where they were moist of a seventh day. The Ritva speaks out that in Pashat Cheshbon of the Gemara is not saying that the reason there was precious Zayin Yamin according to Rish Lakish was because he was worried about safik nida. No. That's in and of itself a very distant chash. That's not something he was worried about. The reason this is in Prisha is because we learn it from Vayishka Kveid Hashem al Har Sinai. We learn it that anyone that enters Machne Shechina needs Prisha. Now, based on the Makar, it should only be 6 days. Why did we tack on a seventh day? Oh, that's related to this halacha. Meaning, once there's anyways Prisha, 6 days, so we might as well add another day because of a suffix Bayol Nida. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan learned the Makar to the halacha of Prisha Zayin Yomim from the Miluin. Rish Lakish had a completely different makar. As we go into Daf Dalet, we have another makar to this halacha. So for two dafin, we've been discussing one makar. This is the second makar. There's an idea of kol anichnas b'machne shechina ton prishas shisha. We, as a Maila Yisera, add on a seventh day. And what's the makar to that? Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was able to enter Shemayim, whatever exactly that means, he needed Prisha for 6 days. How do you know that? Because he was on the mountain for 6 days. And Vayikra El Moshe Bayoy Mashvi, was only on the seventh day that he was actually able to enter. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan turned to Reish Lakish. He said, Bishlam, according to me, the Alfina Mibulum, I learned the halacha Prisha Shiva from the Mibulum, Hainu de Tanya. We can explain the following braisa that says, Zev, Zev, Mazen, Olav Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatoish Hayusham, both the Kohen Gadol that was separated for 7 days, and the Kohen Asorif HaSapara that was separated for 7 days. During their respective 7 days, they would sprinkle from all the ashes of all the Parei Saduma that were available at the time. Now, why would we do that? That makes sense. If the Makar is Milum, that's what went on by the Milum. If you look in the Pesukim and Parashat Sav, the Pasuk says very clearly that Moshe sprinkled from the Dam on Aharon Uvanav during the Shiva Simei HaMiluim. So if the Makar is the Miluim, it's very nice. It makes a lot of sense why we're doing exactly what was done by the Miluim. But according to you, that it's learned out from Sinai, Azob Sinai Mi'avoy, during those 6 days, the Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting to enter Shemayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in his state of Prisha, you don't find anyone sprinkling anything on him. According to you, it's so good. By the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled blood on top of Aharon Uvanav. Here it's water. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, that's not such a good kasha. The Tanya Reb Chiya nichnas u'mayim tachas dam. You find sometimes that water could be a replacement for dam. So the fact that there it was dam and here it's mayim, that doesn't buy all of the didach. But according to you, hazah b'sina mi'avoy, there was no hazah at all. So why did we do the hazah? Amaleis Rish Lakish Tolim Ma'ila Ba'alma. You're right. Really, there shouldn't be a need to do the hazah. It's not part and parcel of the din parisha. Rather, it's a separate chumrah, it's a separate stringency that we go ahead and we add a seventh day. So just to pause for a second. We have two mekairos now, not one. We have two mekairos now to the halacha. Let's focus on our Mishnah. Shivas yomim koidim yom ha-kippurim mafrishin koin godo mibesei lelishkas parhedrin. Where do we know this from? Minahani mili. The Gemara's question on the Beza Mer Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is, it's learned out from the Shivas Yimei Amiluin. Reish Lakish's teretz is, that it's learned out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait 6 days before he entered Machne Shechina. That's a halacha. Zebono of Shekola Nichnas B'Machne Shechina Tarm Prisha Shisha. If that's the case, why is it 7 days? It should only be 6 days. Oh, once we have 6 days, let's make an extra chumah. Let's have a seventh day, just in case the Kohen Gadol ends up being a Boil Nida, which would make him Tummy for 7 days, which would then mean his Tummy would coincide with Yom Kippur, which would cause problems. So who's right? Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Zok to Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavasid Reish Lakish. We have a right that supports Rabbi Yochanan, we have a right that supports Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says, Bezois Yovai Aharin Ala Kodesh. This Pasuk is in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos. And it describes the nature of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, specifically what Aharon HaKohen had to do in order for him to be able to do the Avodah. Says the Pasuk, Mai B'masha Amur B'inyan. What does it mean, Bezois? With this Aharon should enter. Bezois sounds like it's talking about something specific. What's the specific thing? So the Gemara says the aforementioned. Mayhi, what aforementioned? Be'inyan de miluim. No, we're referring to what the Torah says by the miluim. Not amar be'inyan de miluim. The Gemara is still not sure what this means. What does it say by the miluim that we're saying Aharon HaKohen has to do now? That's what it means. Bezois yavei Aharon al HaKodesh before Aharon does the avodah in Yom Kippur. Do what they did in the miluim. So the Gemara means as follows. Aharon pirish shiva v'shimesh v'mechot. Just like Aharon during the shiva semiyam miluim, he had to be separated. He was in the oil ma'ayeh for 7 days and then he did the avodah for 1 day. U'maisha masalei kol shiva g'day l'chancha b'avodah. And what happened during those 7 days? Moshe Rabbeinu taught him the avodah. For after the it's the same as true for future generations. Kohen Gadol parah shiva, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated for 7 days. Umeshamish yom echad, and he has to do the avodah afterwards on Yom Kippur for 1 day. And during the 7 days, just like Moshe taught Aharon the avodah, ushnei tamidei chachamim mitamidei v'shal Moshe, not Moshe Rabbeinu, but tamidim of Moshe, lafukehu tzedukin, as opposed to the tzedukin moishim leikol shiva kidei lechanchei ba'avodah. Mikan number from here we learn shivat yadam kaim yom brum afrishim Kohen Gadol mibeis alishkas parhedgin k'shem shem afrishim Kohen Gadol. Just like we separate the Kohen Gadol, Zok the Brayse Kach Mafrishin Koyin Asoyrif Asapor Lelishkol Shalpnei Abirat Zafayna Mizrach. The Echad Zeh. We know almost everything in this Brayse. Both the Kohen Gadol that was separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the Koyin Asoyrif Asapor that was separated before he burnt the Parah, Mazin Olav Kol Shiva. They would sprinkle on him for 7 days Mikol Chatoy Shahayusham from all the different ashes from the Parah Aduma. Says the Brayse of Intayim Beluim Dam Hachamayim. If you're going to tell me, what do you mean? You're sprinkling? Why? Probably because that's what they did by the Miluim over there. It was dam. Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled blood on Aharon Avadim, and here it's water. Amrit nichnas u'mayim tachas dam. No, that's not such a big deal, because sometimes mayim is a replacement for dam. Either way, says the Braiso, it says bezois yovei Aharon al hakodesh. What does it mean? Bezois yovei Aharon al hakodesh. What is zois? Aharon has to do what Aharon did by the shivas yimei amiluim, which is, he separated for 7 days, he was taught the Avodah. That's exactly what has to happen in future generations. For Omer, another source to the halacha of Prishin Shivas Yomim, it says by the Miluim, our Gemara, Kasha Asa B'yei Mazet, Tziva Hashem, Lasnois Lechaper Aleichem, Lasnois Elu Maisa Parah, Lechaper Aleichem, Elu Maisa Yoimak Yipurim, says the Gemara. So we have then in the Braisa, two Mekairos, not one, but rather we have two Mekairos, both from the Miluim, meaning both related to the Miluim, but two sources nonetheless to this idea of Prisha Shivas Yom. The Makar is the Miluim. Either we know that Yom Kippur has a connection to the Miluim because it says, Bezois Yavei Aharon al HaKodesh. What is Bezois? Aharon should do before Yom Kippur what he did before Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. Meaning, Shivas Yimei Amiluim, here too, 7 days of Prisha, or it's the Pasuk Kasher Asa B'Yom HaZeh, Tziva Hashem Lasis L'Chapar Alechem. The Gemara in a minute is going to ask why we need two Pesukim. But before that, the Hai Bezois, Mibayle L'Gufei, how can we learn anything from Bezois? Meaning, you're telling me Bezois is referring to something very specific. It's referring to 7 days of Prisha. Freit Gemara, what do you mean? I need Vizois very simply to teach me what the Pasuk says. I mean, there's an end of the Pasuk. Vizois Yavai Haran Alakoidish, Bepar Ben Bakr Lachatis Vayiloyla. Why would you think Vizois Yavai Haran Alakoidish is referring to anything other than what the Pasuk says? Why would you think it's referring to 7 days of Prisha? Because it means something? Yeah, it means what the Pasuk says. Vizois Yavai Haran Alakoidish. What gives you the right to assume that it means anything other than what's explicit in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Amr, you know, either carbon lechudei." Because if all it meant was the carbon, lema kro bezeh. It should have said bezeh yavai aharon al hakodesh. And then tell me, par ben boker, oy be'ele, my bezois, bezois is sharf. Bezois sounds like it's coming to teach me something. Shamit me not tarati. You see from here, the par ben boker lechatas v'ayla oyla for sure. But you also see from here the halacha shivas imamelu. My, I mean, why do we need two psukim? So Mar says, I'll tell you, because b'chitei miyam kippur kamahu d'boi prish g'dash chom v'miluim, abu miyam kippur d'amaloi. Because had we only had the pasuk of bezois yavai aharon al hakodesh, I would have thought that maybe it's only negay the first yom kippur. Inami, kohen gadol kamahu. Or maybe not the first Yom Kippur, but the first Kohen Gadol. Maybe it means only a Aharon HaKohen. Avol Kohen Gadol Ba'al Maloi, but maybe some future Kohen Gadol wouldn't have this halacha, tashma, kasher, asa, v'chulu. Either way, this was a long braisa. Most of it we've already seen during the first few dafin here in Masechtas Yuma. But in short, if you wanted to summarize the braisa, it's what the Gemara said. Tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. This braisa is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan who said that the makar to prisha zayin yamim is related to milum. Not only did we see in this braisa one makar, we even saw another makar. Bezois yavei aharon. Bezois is referring to the milum. But at the end of the day, in courts, this braisa is a right, Rabbi Yochanan, that the makar to 7 days of prisha is from the parsha milun. One interesting additional thing that we see in the braisa, as it relates to pshat and the gemara, and that it's a little bit of a reason, a little bit of a time of the krah. This was discussed a little bit in the post game yesterday, but a little bit of a time of the krah as it relates to why there's a prisha of 7 days. It was very clear in this braisa. The braisa said that when Moshe Rabbeinu had Aharon and Ubanov together in the Oyo Moed. So what was he doing? Moshe Masaloi Kol Shiva Kidei Lechanche Bavoida. He was with him and he was teaching him how to do the Avoida. It's Afladoiris Kohen Gadol Poire Shiva U'meshamesh Yoim Echad U'shnei Tamid HaChamim Mitamidav Shal Moshe Moishron Loi Kol Shiva Kidei Lechanche Bavoida. So it would seem from this Braisa anyways, from the Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, that the purpose, the tafkid, the idea, the time of the krah of the prisha zayin yamim, whether it's deraisa or it's only an asmachta ba'alma, but that's not the point. The point is we have a little bit of a reason that's mefurish in the braisa. It's to be mechanech the kohen gadol like this. He's going to know how to execute the very intricate avoida of yom kippur. We're going to return to this in a minute. But first, the gemara says tanya kavasi deresh lakish. That just like we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braisa that supports Resh Lakish as well. But braisa says Moshe alava anon. Moshe ascended to the cloud. The neskasabon, he was covered by the cloud. Neskadash banon, he was neskadash with. The Kabbalah Torah, the Yisrael, B'Kedusha. And the purpose was, so like this, he'll be able to be Kabbalah Torah, B'Kedusha. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayishkin Kved Hashem al Har Sinai, Ze hoya maisa achar haseres hadibrois, shehoya tchilu l'arboim yoyim divrei Rabbi Yose Aglili. So, the braisa is referring to the pasuk of Reish Lakish. The pasuk again that says, Vayishkin Kved Hashem al Har Sinai, the Shechina rested on Har Sinai, Vayichaseyu ha'onon sheshes yomim, 6 days the cloud covered Har Sinai, and on the seventh day, Vayikro, El Moshe, Bayoy Mashvi Mitoicha Ana. So it says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the first sheet in this braisa. When did this happen? So we just need the last line. Zehoya Maisa, Achar Aseres Adiris. It happened after Maimon Har Sinai, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already told the Yidin the Aseres Adiris, Shehoyu Tchilu L'Arbaim Yoyim. It was the beginning of the 40 days. Divrei Rabbi Yisrael Glili. It happened after Maimon Har Sinai. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva argued. He said, Vayishkin Kved Hashem, Mei Rosh Chodesh. This pasuk is actually referring to Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, before Har Sinai. Vayichaseyu Ha'onan Lahar, Vayikra Moshe. And when the pasuk says that Hashem called out to Moshe, really it was Moshe v'chol Yisrael Oymen. It wasn't just Moshe that heard the voice of Hashem. Because what was this voice? This voice was actually Maimon Har Sinai. All the Yidden heard Maimon Har Sinai. V'chol Yisrael Oymen. The pasuk just wants to give cover to Moshe. The pasuk just wants to act as if Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that heard. Because Moshe was the most chashuv person that heard. It's just cover to Moshe. But really all the Yidden were there. Rabbi Akiva fundamentally disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. He says that pasuk is not describing an event that took place after the Torah was given. Rather, it's an event that's describing something that took place before the Torah was given. Meaning, when the pasuk says Vayikra el Moshe Vayoy Mashvi Mitoicha Anon, this is not some special Vayikra that was exclusive to Moshe that happened after Maimon Har Sinai, which is related to Moshe Rabbeinu now ascending up to the mountain. That Vayikra el Moshe Vayoy Mashvi, you know what the Vayoy Mashvi is? It's Shvi's, it's Zayin Sivan. It's Yoy Matan Torah. That's what it's referring to. And if that's the case, not Vayikra Moshe. All the Yidden are in Maimon Har Sinai. And Chinami Rabbi Akiva said, and the only reason it says Vayikra Moshe was simply Lechalud Kavod L'Moshe. Nosson, I'm Rabbi Nosson. It's a third sheet in the Braise. So he says, Leiba, because of El Amarik, Achil V'Shiyosh, Eben Meyav, L'Sumu K'malachi Asharis. The point of Moshe Rabbeinu being on the mountain for 6 days was like this, any food, any shtia that he had inside his body would be cleansed. It's like this would be like a Malach Asharis. Like this, he'd be able to go up to Shemayin. Rashi says that it's clear that Rabbi Nosson held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that this pasuk again took place after Maimed Har Sinai, and the idea was 6 days of cleansing. It's like this Moshe Rabbeinu would be more similar to a Malach, like this he'd be able to go up to Shemayin. Ramasi ben Chorosh Omer, the fourth time I mentioned the Braisa, like Ba Kasim Elo La'ayim Olo, Kadesh Dei Torah Nitna Be'ema Bereses Ubezei. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain for 6 days. You know what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu started getting scared. La'ayim Olo, like Kaitzin Ma'ayimin Asoedim. He's getting a little bit of a tzitter, and it was a good thing. Shenema ivdu as Hashem beyira. There's an idea of ivdu as Hashem beyira. Vigilu bira'ada. A person has to be gilu bira'ada. There's an idea that a person should be beyira. Again, Ramasi ben Chorosh held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Nosson that this pasuk happened after Maimon Har Sinai. It's what's happening now in preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu ascending to the mountain, and the pasuk is saying that for 6 days he had to be. So says the Gemara. Parenthetically, my vigilu bira'ada. What does vigilu bira'ada mean? Gila is a lashon of simcha. Ra'ada is a lashon of yira. Amrav Adabar Masna, Amarab, Bemakam Gila Sham Teirid. What it means is Bemakam Gil, Torah is Pekudi Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chele. But at the same time, Sham Teirid Ra'ada, it has to be Be'ema Be'yira, Be'reses Ubezeh. The bottom line is that we have a Braisa. It's a little bit confusing because it's describing a little bit of an abstract pasuk, a pasuk in the Mafter, a lot of Mafter, in the Mafter of Parshas Mishpatim. And there was Machlekes Tanam chronologically when this pasuk took place. What happened in the pasuk? The Shechina was on Har Sinai 6 days, and on the 7th day, Vayikra El Moshe. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Masya Ben Chorosh, 3 of the 4 Tanah mentioned in the Mishnah, all agree that this pasuk happened after the Torah was given. The Torah was given, whatever day it was given, and after the Torah was given, for 6 days, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be on the mountain. Vayichaseu ha'anon means Moshe was covered by the anon. On the 7th day, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu now goes up to Shemayin. Rabbi Akiva's the Das Yochid. He argues with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, with Rabbi Nosson, and with Rabbi Masim and Chorosh. He says, this pasuk didn't happen after the Torah was given. This pasuk happened before the Torah was given. These 6 days are the first 6 days of Chodesh Sivan, the 6 days that predicated Maimon Har Sinai. What does it mean, Vayikra Moshe? Maimon Har Sinai. Then why is Hashem only talking to Moshe? I thought the pasuk says, Vayidaber Lekim, it's called Advarim Ma'ela to all the Yidden. So why does it only say Moshe? It didn't mean only Moshe. Why did it say Moshe? It was mentioned, Leiba, Kosev, Ela Lechalik, covered La Moshe. So the Gemara says, but my Kamiflagi, what's the Hezber in this Machloikis Tanam? We have this major Machloikis Tanam. We still have to circle back to our Sugya. But we have this major Machloikis Tanam. What's the Hezber if the Pasuk means after Maimon Har Sinai, before Maimon Har Sinai, why did Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Rabbi Nasser, Masim, and Chorosh feel it happened after, and why Rabbi Kiva felt it happened before? So the Gemara says, what's the machloikis? They're arguing the mafalu machloik. Tanya belong to the Brisa. Shish b'chadish and Torah l'Israel. Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi famously said that Moshe was Moisef Yoy Mecha Midaita. And he says the Torah wasn't given on the 6th day of Sivan, but rather b'shiva, it was given on the 7th day of Sivan. So the Gemara makes a chesh. Mandam b'shisha. The Mandam says it was given on the 6th day of Sivan. B'shisha nitno, u'b'shiva al, Torah was given on the 6th day, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim on the 7th day. Mandama b'shiva, the mandama says was given on the 7th day. B'shiva nitno, Torah was given on the 7th day, u'b'shiva alo, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the 7th day. D'chziv ha'yikra Moshe b'yoy mashvi. Okay, so what does this all mean? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and not just Rabbi Yosi Aglili, but Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Masi ben Chorosh, who hold that that pasuk of 6 days, Vayikra Moshe on the 7th day, was after the Torah was given. Savalok Ketana Kama. They all looked at Tana Kama. The Amah B'shisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah. The Torah was given on the 6th day. Hilkach Zeh Hayumais Ach Aseres Adiris. So this story had to have been after Aseres Adiris. Why? What's the reason that it had to have been that way? Because the pasuk says, Vayishkin Kvayd Hashem Al Har Sinai. This Gemara is very wordy. Vayichaseyu Anan Sheshes Yom El Moshe. Vayikra Moshe B'yei Mashvi L'Kibulei Shahar Torah. Because Hashem was called down to set the Esau could activate from Kveid Hashem Rosh Chodesh. Because if you're going to tell me the Pasuk means before the Torah was given, Vayichaseyu ha'anon lahar, Vayikrael Moshe v'yayim v'ashvi v'kibuli ha'aseres ha'dibris, on the seventh day Moshe Rabbeinu was being mekabel ha'aseres ha'dibris, ha'kubilu l'mishisho. Moshe Rabbeinu really received the Torah on the sixth day. V'ha'estalagona mishisho. And Anna went away already on the sixth day. Must be this Pasuk is talking about what happened after Maimon Har Sinai. In other words, the Gemara makes a very posh the cheshbon. If you hold the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan, not the seventh, this Pasuk has to be talking about after Maimon Har Sinai. Because this Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe b'yayim ha'shvi. If it means Maimon Har Sinai, and this Pasuk is describing the events that happened before the Torah was given, then what does it mean, Vayikra b'yayim ha'shvi? Shvi was Maimon Har Sinai? The Torah was given by Yom HaShishi. It was given a day earlier. Oh, Muzayin, then that this Pasuk happened after Maimon Har Sinai. It's true, the Torah was given by Yom HaShishi. And then 6 days, by Yom HaShvi, Moshe goes up to Shammai. Rabbi Akiva Sava. What about Rabbi Akiva who holds that the Pasuk is describing what happened before the Torah was given? He holds like Rabbi Yosi. Dama b'shiva v'chadish in the Torah Yisrael. Torah was given on the seventh day. Oh, the Torah was given on the seventh day. So he can learn that when it says in the Pasuk, by Yikmel Moshe, by Yom HaShvi, it means Maimon Har Sinai. That's the by Yom HaShvi, the seventh day of Sivan. Thus, it's the Yom HaShvi. It wasn't only to Moshe, it's true. L'chalik kovid l'Moshe, the Torah mentioned and spoke about it as if it only happened to Moshe. But of course, all the Yidden were really there. Just one more piece, and then we'll wrap this all together. So Gemara says, we have again a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Masi Mecharish on the other hand. When the Pasuk says, Vayichaseyu ha'onan sheishes yonim, Vayikra Moshe b'yayim ha'shvi, is it describing the events of prior to Har Sinai or immediately after Har Sinai? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's the 6 days before Har Sinai. Vayikra b'yayim ha'shvi is the seventh day of Sivan. He also, like Rabbi Yosi, the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan, because Moshe was Moshe v'yamecha midayte. The other Tanaim held that this is describing events that happened immediately after the Torah was given. Immediately prior to Moshe Rabbeinu ascending up to Shemayim and going up for 40 days. How does, or why would these Tanam have learned this way? Seems to be a more dachik pshat. They felt it had to be that way because the Torah was given on the sixth day. So how could it be Vayikra b'yayim ha'shvi is referring to Maimon Har Sinai? Suck the Gemara. A kasha based on a well-known piece of history. Bishlam the Rabbi Akiva, Bishlam the Kohen Rabbi Akiva, who holds that this pasuk happened before the Torah was given. I understand the cheshmen that the luchos were broken on Yud Zayin Tammuz. 5 bad things happened to the Yidden on Shavasa B'Tammuz. Most notably, the first one was Nishtabra luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu came now with the luchos. What's the cheshmen? Esrim varba desivan. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days. He went up when? Went right after the Torah was given. So he was up 24 days of Sivan. V'shitzer de Tammuz, 16 days of Tammuz. Malu arbon yamim, that was the completion of 40 days. The Hava Bahar, that he was on the mountain. V'shivzer b'Tammuz nachas, he came down on the 17th day. He saw everything going on. He saw the chet ego, v'asa v'tavrinu l'luchas. And he broke the luchas. Elder basically, damashisha the parishin of arbon dahar. But according to basically, that says that before Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he was separated for 6 days. So the 6 days plus this 40 days, what's the kashno? Ad esrin v'tlas b'Tammuz. So the luchos should not have been broken until the 23rd day of Tammuz. Rabbi Yosi will tell you, these 6 days are included in the 40 days. It wasn't 6 plus 40, but rather they are absorbed in the 40 days. All it was really 40 days. But what do you see from here? The Gemara said that this is a Tanya Kavasi de Rish Lakish. This is a Braisa that supports Rish Lakish. What do you see in this Braisa anything to do with Rish Lakish? It's very not clear. But what you see at Al-Koponim is one thing. What you see from this Bryce is that there was an idea, according to 3 of the Tanoim anyways, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to Rabbi Nosson, and according to Rabbi Masi ben Charash, that before Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go into Shemayim, before Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enter the, literally, with the Hei Ayidiyah, Machna Shechina, he needed Prisha of 6 days. That would support Rish Lakish that says that this is the Makar to the idea that Kol HaNichnes, the Machna Shechina, Tom Prisha Shesha. So we have a Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan that the Makar to 7 days is from the Miluim, and we have a Makar to Rish Lakish that there's a concept that Moshe Rabbeinu needed Prisha for 6 days, according to 3 of the 4 Tanan, and hence, at the very least, it could be a source that Kol HaNichnes, the Machna Shechina, Tom Prisha Shesha. But just one thing, again, to speak out as it relates to Pshat and the Gemara. According to Rish Lakish, it sounds like, what's the reason there's a Din Prisha? Because if you enter in Machne Shechina, You need prisha. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Makar is the Miluin. So we saw in the Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan, that what's the reason for the prisha Zayin Yomim? Kidei lechanche ba'avoyda. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechanech Aharon Uvana with the avoyda for 7 days. Two Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to Tzedukim, they're going to do the same thing during the 7 days. So what's the purpose? What's the matara of the prisha Zayin Yomim? It's lechanche ba'avoyda. According to Reish Lakish, it doesn't sound like it's about chinuch avoyda. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't being neschanech when he was on the mountain. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, he was cleansing himself, he was bezboidedis. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing whatever he was doing on the mountain to prepare himself to enter this makom of kedusha, to enter mach nishchina. And kol hanichnas l'mach nishchina l'dayridayris would have to do the same thing. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like it's about chinuch and avoida. According to Reish Lakish, it sounds like it's a completely different idea. It's about entering mach nishchina. Zok de Gemara. So we mentioned this whole concept of Moshe Rabbeinu waiting 7th day, exactly what this means. So the Gemara is going to conclude this discussion with a little bit of Divrei Haggadah. Hashem called out to Moshe. Moshe v'chol Yisrael oimed him. Really, Moshe and all the Yidin heard this. The Gemara misayeya l'Rabbi Elazar. This supports what Rabbi Elazar said. Moshe v'chol Yisrael oimed him. That really Moshe and everybody heard. It's referring to Maimon Har Sinai. Only reason Moshe Rabbeinu was singled out is to get kavod l'Moshe. Meisvei freik the Gemara. Your kasha, it says in the pasuk koil loy. Now this pasuk is in the end of parashas Bamidbar. It says ubevoy Moshe loy omayit ledaber itoy vayishma es hakoil midaber elov me'ala kapoiros asher al oroin ho'edos mibein shnei akruvim vayidaber elov. In the parashas Nasai, so it says when Moshe Rabbeinu entered loy omayit vayishma es hakoil, he heard the koil midaber elov. So the Gemara says koil loy. It doesn't say koil loy. Rather, what it says is Koil a love. And we learn from there, Moshe Shama, the Chol Yisrael Lo Yishama, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and nobody else heard. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. Now, it's not such a stark kasha, but it's a kasha nonetheless, as the Gemara is going to speak out in a second. And that is, here it's Mashmo, Vayikra Moshe, everybody really heard. And here, where it says, Vayishma es hakoil midaber elav, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. The Gemara says, like, kasha, it's two different psukim. It's two different events. Habasina, habayomoy. By Har Sinai, everybody heard. Ayah says, Vayikra Moshe, that's lachlikot kavod l'Moshe. Over here, where it says, koil elav, only Moshe Rabbeinu. Ibai same, or you could say, like, kasha, habakriya, habadibor. There's a difference between kriya and dibor. Vayikra el Moshe, everybody heard. Vayikra means Hashem is calling out to Moshe. Moshe, everyone heard Hashem call Moshe. What Hashem said, oh, that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. This pasuk says, we're not talking about the kriya, Moshe, vayomer hineni. We're talking about the actual dibur, the content of what was said. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem calls Moshe, and then afterwards, vayidaber, he speaks to him. So the kriya, everybody heard. The dibur, not everybody heard. Rav Zirka, Rami, kriya, kamei, the Rav Elazar. Rav Zirka once asked the steer in the present Rav Elazar. Amir, some say, Amir, Rav Zirka said that Rav Elazar asked the steer. Regardless, what's the steer? Ksniv, the pasuk says, vayachal Moshe, couldn't enter the Ayomite because the Anon was on top of it. The cloud, the Shechina was on top of the Ayomite. He couldn't accept the Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter the Anon. So you have two Pesukim that seem to contradict each other. One Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu can't enter the Anon. And the other Pasuk, he entered the Anon. So the Gemara says, Malamit Shetofsei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Ve'ebiu Ba'anon. When the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu entered the Anon, as in right after Maimon Har Sinai, this Pasuk that we've been talking about right now, really he couldn't have done it on his own. But Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu and he brought him in. On his own, Moshe couldn't have gone in. To be schlepped in that yet. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a different teretz. Nema kan betoich. Finemer lahalon betoich. The pasuk says, Vayavoy Moshe betoich ana. It says the word betoich somewhere else. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael betoich hayam. Ma lahalon shvil. When the Yidin went through the yam. So how did they go? There was a path that was made from them. The chsiv ha-mayim lehem chayma. Miminam u'mismayla. So the mayim turned into a chayma. There was a path. There was like a tunnel that went through the ocean. Av kan shvil. Moshe Rabbeinu really couldn't have gone through the ana. However, there was this path that was made for Moshe, this tunnel, and it was through that that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enter. Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber. This pasuk is at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem elov me'oyo moyed lemer. Lama hiktim kriya ledibur. Why does it say Vayikra el Moshe and then vayidaber? Lim de toyer derech eretz. It's coming to teach us derech eretz. Lo yim adam l'chaveroi elam kenkar. A person shouldn't talk to his friend unless he calls him first. Meaning, you don't just go over to someone and start talking to them. First, you call the person, you show them respect, you give them a little bit of kavod, and then you say what you want to say. First, Vayikra el Moshe, and then afterwards, Vayidaber. This supports Amr Bchanina's Amr Bchanina, Liyem Adam Dov Lechaveiroi, Elam King Kareh. A person shouldn't talk to his friend unless he calls him first. Lamer, what does Lamer mean? So, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me'oyo Moyed Lamer. Amr Amusya, Barbareder Amasya, Bishmeder of Musya. Some have the Gersa. Amara Menasio, Barbare de Rab Menasio, Bishme de Rab Menasio Rabu. And I never double the Chabeir Shubaval Yomach Yomalei Lechemor. And you know that if you tell something to somebody, Reuven tells something to Shimon, Shimon's not supposed to repeat what Reuven told him unless Reuven tells him, repeat it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me Oyo Moyed, Lamar. What does Lamar mean? Lech Emar. And that's the definition of the word Lamar. Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me Oyel Moyed Lamar. What does Lamar mean? Hashem told Moshe, I'm telling you, but Lamar, Lech Emar, you have a right to go ahead and tell it over to the Yidden. And had Hashem not told Moshe Lamar, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have had no right to repeat what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the word Lamar means. Throughout the Torah, exhale. So two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. Two lighter ha'aris. So the first ha'ara is, we'll begin the raid bite, me'ein ha'chesimo. So the last gemara that we just learned, v'yikra el Moshe, v'yidaber Hashem elov, me'oyo moyed lemar. What does lemar mean? And this is really a fundamental question, because the word lemar appears many, many times in the Torah. So what does the word lemar mean? So the Gemara says, I'll tell it to you with a halacha. How do you know that if you tell something to somebody, the person doesn't have a right to repeat what he heard unless he was told specifically that you have a right to repeat it? In other words, the word lemar means lech emar. That's the definition of the word lemar, that you have a right to go ahead and to repeat it. And that's why the Torah always had to say the word lemar, because had Hashem not told Moshe lemar, then Moshe would have not had a right to go and share this that he had heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with the Bnei Yisrael. Remeir Simcha, in a classic Meshachachma, we have a little bit of a streak going, but Remeir Simcha, in a classic Meshachachma, in Parshas Yisroi, poses a question. The Pasuk says, Vayidaber Elikim, Es kol advarim ha'ela lemar. Now this pasuk is right at the beginning of the Aseres Adibris. The next pasuk is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But the Aseres Adibris is prefaced with the words Vayidaber Elikim Es kol advarim ha'ela lemar. And Freik Remeir Simcha, he doesn't understand what this word lemar means, because throughout the Torah, wherever you find the word lemar, lemar means lechemar. Go and share it. But Vayidaber Elikim Es kol advarim ha'ela lemar. Who heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice? Everybody. We just saw the Gemara. Kol Yisrael heard it. Lach le'kavod l'maisha. There's psukim that maybe seem to suggest. But really, all the Yidden heard the Vayidaber l'kim es kol advar ma'el olemar. So who are they supposed to tell it to? What? Reuven's going to go home and tell Shimon, you're not going to believe what I heard. That was so funny. I was standing right next to you. I heard the same thing. All the Yidden were at Maimon Har Sinai. So if all the Yidden were at Maimon Har Sinai, so what exactly does lemar mean? Lemar always means lechemar. So Freik Remeir Simcha, Meshachachma, in the Parashas Yisrael, Perichov, Pasuk Aleph, right in the beginning of the Aseres Adibris, what does it mean by Yedaber Likim as Kol Advar Ma'ilo Lemar? So Remeir Simcha says classic. He says, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that lemar means that you have reshus to go ahead and tell. But otherwise, loy amur or lechemar, otherwise you would not have a right to go ahead and share this. But there's a Yerushalmi, said Remeir Simcha, it's in the Masechta Soita, in the fifth parak, it's Halacha Dalet. We know how Yerushalmi works now. It's Halacha Dalet. And the Yerushalmi over there brings a different shot. The Yerushalmi says, Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvinei Yisrael Sashira Azois Lashem, Vayoimru Lemar. They sang the Shira Lamar. What does Lamar mean over there? Not Talmud Lamar. Lamar. Lamar Ladiris. Lamar means Ladiris. That this is a Shira that would be saying Ladiris. Says the Karban O'Eda. She Yaskiru Tamid Ashira Azois. That Tamid, this is a Shira that the Yidden are supposed to sing. And that's why every single morning in Psukhi de Zimra, we say Az Yashir Moshe. You know why? Because Az Yashir Moshe Vene Yisrael Sashira Azois Lashem. Vayoymru Lamar. Lamar means Lechemar. I give you rishus to repeat it. That's what it means sometimes. That's what the Bavli says in Yuma Daf Dalet Amud Beis. But sometimes Lamer means something else. So sometimes Lamer doesn't mean I give you a shos to repeat it because there's no one that you really need to repeat it to. But Lamer sometimes means a different knech. Lamer means Ladoiris, as David says in the Yerushalmi in the fifth parak of Masech Tesoita. So it says Rameir Simcha. The Rambam says in Perek Ches and Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah that from all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed for the Yidden when they were in the Midbar, everything that the Yidden witnessed during Yetzias Mitzrayim, even Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Yidden saw Mashaloi Roy Yecheskel Ben Buzi Meyoyvam. But at the end of the day, says the Rambam, those miracles didn't give the Yidden their Iker and their everlasting Amunah. The Iker Amunah that the Yidden got was at Maimed Har Sinai. When the Yidden heard with their own ears and they saw with their own eyes that the Shechina was Medabrel Toich Moshe, and the Shechina said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzei Sicha Mi'Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, the Iker Amunah of a Yid is Maimed Har Sinai. And that's why there's a mitzvah essay d'Oraisa of Zohar. A Yid has to remember the day that we stood at Har Chayre, we stood at Har Sinai, and we were Mekabel the Torah. Because in addition to remembering Maimed Har Sinai, because of course, that's where the story begins. But really, Maimed Har Sinai was an event of Amunah. Kriyas Yamsuf was Amunah. Yetzias Mitzrayim was Amunah. But the greatest and the Iker Amunah that the Yidden got was through Maimed Har Sinai. Said the Meshech Chochma, Vayedaber Likim es kol hadvorim ho'eila leimar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yidden at Maimed Har Sinai, listen to what I'm about to say. But don't just listen to what I'm about to say. Lamar. This has to be Ludoiris. This is something that's going to have to be transmitted. Because this is something that's all about Messiah. And if this is something that's all about Messiah, because the Iker Amun of the Yid comes from Maimed Har Sinai, so Lamar. You can't just contain this for yourself. But this is something that's going to have to be given over to generations. So Rameh Simcha says, Lamar in the beginning of the Aseres HaDibris doesn't mean you Madaf Dalet Amud Beis. But rather, Lamar in the beginning of the Aseres HaDibris means Yerushalmi Perakeh Masech Tesoita. It's not Lamar, I give you Rishus to repeat it, but rather it's Lamar Ladoiris. That this is something that has to be transmitted Ladoiris. I was thinking, there's another place where the Torah uses the word Lamar where it seems to be a little out of place. V'yigadah to Levincha Bayoimahu Lamar. What's V'yigadah to Levincha Bayoimahu Lamar? Could be it's the same exact thing. Lema, I'm giving you rishus to go ahead and repeat it. That's what it means. But v'gadat levinchas oichet mesayra. And that's what a father tells his son when he sits with him at the Seder. He says, listen, I'm going to explain to you how this all works. And I'm going to tell you what I heard from my father and what he heard from his father. But here's the punchline. It's Lamar, that one day you're going to be a father and you're going to sit at your Seder and you're going to tell it over to your children. And you're going to tell your children that they should tell it over to their children. That's how Messiah works. It's V'yigadah to Levincha Bayoimahu Lamar Ledoiris. Not Lamar, you have Rishus to repeat it. But Lamar Ledoiris. V'yidabri L'kimis Kol Advar Ma'ela Lamar says Ramei Simcha. It's Amunah. Amunah has to go over Ledoiris. V'yigadah to Levincha Bayoimahu Lamar. This also has to go over Ledoiris. I heard years ago that there's another Pasuk, where the Torah uses the word lemar, where it seems to be completely, completely out of place. For eschanon al Hashem, be'isahi lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu daven to the Eibishter. Be'isahi lemar. What does lemar mean there? What is lemar? Ve'eschanon al Hashem. This is a tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu. For eschanon al Hashem, be'isahi lemar. So I once heard, I don't remember where, and I don't remember from whom. But the vart was that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs. He wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. And what happened at the end? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. So could I techamino. You could have thought that all 515 tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu were just an epic waste of time. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, he's davening, he's davening. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, this is Rabbeinu Moshe. And 515 Shemayna Esrei that really nothing ever came from. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for a purpose. The purpose was, I want to enter Eretz Yisrael. And at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. So it seemed that all these tefillahs went to waste. So the Torah, V'eschanon al Hashem be'isahi lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs didn't go to waste. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs had a purpose. It had a purpose lemar. It had a purpose l'dayris. Because there's no such thing as a tefillah going to waste. And sometimes people daven for something, and it doesn't look like their tefillah is answered. And sometimes maybe ba'asher husham, at that point of time, that tefillah is not ready to be answered. But here's the punchline. If a person davens a tefillah, that tefillah at some point will be answered. That tefillah exists in the world, and there's going to be a time, at some point during, whether it's the person himself who's davening's lifetime, or maybe it's a child, maybe it's an anical, maybe it's an ear anical, but there will be a time where that tefillah is going to resurface. Because every single tefillah that a person davens is lemar. It's a tefillah l'doris. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He said, V'aschanan al Hashem be'esahi, I davened then, and even though my tefillah wasn't answered, ablemar, sigvein a tefillah l'doris. Because there's no such thing as a tefillah going to waste. And that's the pshat in the pasuk mentioning that it was lemar. That was the first story. The second story is, the Chassam Sofer. It's printed in the Drushes Chassam Sofer. If you have the new Drushes Chassam Sofer, it's in Chelek Hei. It's at the very, very end. It's Daf Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel. If you have the old Drushes Chassam Sofer, it's Daf Tov Zayin 407 Amid Dalid in the Chelek phase of Drushes Chassam Sofer. But either way, the Chassam Sofer in a Drusha said a Dover Nifla, that's Negei, the sugya that we're learning right now. So the primary sugya of the beginning of Masechtas Yuma is Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mibesoi V'lishkas Parhejan. Listen to a Taitcha the Chassam Sofer. The Pasuk says, Uva Aharon El Oyo Moed. Aharon's going to enter the Oyo Moed. Upashat Es Big Day Habad Asher Lavash B'voy El HaKodesh. He's going to remove the Big Day Bad that he wore when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When Aharon HaKohen entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wasn't allowed to enter wearing his Shmoyna Begadim. He wasn't allowed to wear the Big Day Zav. The reason is, because Zav is reminiscent of the ego, and Ein Kateger Nasas Aneger. So Aharon had to wear special clothing, special Begadim, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Pasuk says, when Aharon HaKohen is going to exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's going to enter the Yom Moyed, he should remove the Big Day Habat. He should remove those special clothing that he wore in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'hinicham Shomad, he should leave them there. V'rochat says Psar B'mayim, and then he has to bathe. B'makom Kodesh, he has to do it in a Makom Kodesh. V'lovash has Begadim, he puts back on his Big Day Zav. V'yatzna, he should leave. And then he should bring his oila, and he should bring the oila of the tzibur. Says the Chassam Sofer, Dvarim Niflam Adlamai. He teaches this pasuk al derech hadrush. He says as follows, just a few excerpts. He says, V'hine, liyois ki ha-koyin gadol hayim afrishin zayim yomim koydim yoyim ha-kodesh hazeh. The koyin gadol, at this point, it's Yom Kippur. He had been separated from everyone around him for 7 days. Yuma daf beis amid aleph. V'hoyim mispoydeid bohem. He was mispoyded this. He was away from everyone that he knows. Amaloi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Aharon. And he told him, Shlo yar belasis king kol yomai sashon. He says, Aharon, you were mispoyded this. You were away from your surroundings for 7 days. That's something you did. You had to do it in preparation for the special avodah that you were going to do on Yom Kippur. However, lo yar belasis king kol yomai sashon. You have to be careful. This is not something that you should do the rest of the year. Ki yoyser toiv lil moidas es ha'om. Because it's better if you would spend time with the oilam, kidichsev, like the pasuk says, yoyru mishpatecha liyakov. As it says, yoyru mishpatecha liyakov. So listen to Adach Sam Soifa teaches the pasuk. He says, uva aharon al oil moyed. Aharon HaKohen should enter the oil moyed. The oil moyed is the base medrash. Uposhat as big day habad. He should remove the big day habad. He should remove the hispoidedness. He should remove the big day habad. You were separated from the world for 7 days. Not time for that anymore. That's something that you should take off. Asher lovash b'voyei al hakodesh. Those big day abad that you had to wear, despite this, you had to be in seclusion for 7 days before you did the avodah on Yom Kippur. Poshat, take it off. V'hinicham sham, leave it over there. You're not taking that with you. Rather, what are you supposed to do? V'rochat ses b'sarei b'mayim. You should immerse yourself in Torah. In the base medrash, the lavash has begadav. Go back and put on the regular clothing that you used to always wear. And through your learning, you're going to lift yourself. That's oila sa'am, and the am is also going to have an aliyah. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. He says that the Kohen Gadol was in a state of espoidedness. He was in a state of precious for 7 days. He had to do it. This is the precious he had to do before he did the avodah. As soon as you finish, you brought the karbonis you were supposed to do. You went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you went to Machnes Shechina, you had the precious Beseder, it's done. Now we have to go back to Tachlis. You know what Tachlis is? Now you go to the Beis Medrash, you take off the Big Day Abad, you remove the Begadim of Hespoidedis. V'nicham Sham, leave them over there. Next year you'll revisit it. But from now, it's 7 days before next Yom Kippur, no Hespoidedis. What are you supposed to do? V'rochatas Psar B'mayim, you have to learn Torah. Chassam Sofer says it's your dua, which of course means Al-Pi Kabbalah. He says it's your dua, then whenever you find Torah compared to water, it means that the Torah should flow like water. It means you should share the Torah like water flows. It should be giving, it should be sharing. That's what the Kohen Gadol needs to do. The Rachat says, Besari B'mai, don't just learn Torah, but share the Torah. The Makim Kaddish, you're going to have your proper Aliyah, that's Oyla Sa'am. And like this, the nation is going to have a proper Aliyah as well. In other words, what the Chassam Sofer is telling us is in different words, something he says throughout his Sfarim. And that is the Hespoidedis and the Kedusha and entering the Machnes Shechina and all the Madregas associated with Shivas Yomim Kodem Yom Kippurim, they were all gewalt. But at the same time, what's the Iker? That's not the Iker. The Iker is Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seyroscha LeYisrael. And who was told Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seyroscha LeYisrael? This was a message that was told to Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi's job was to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim did their thing, and the Levim did what they did. But Sheva Levi had another mission, and that was Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seyroscha LeYisrael. Zok Dechsam Sofer, Aharon. We're dealing with the Kohen Gadol. This is the highest ranking member of Shevet Levi. So what's his job? What's he supposed to do? He's Noitel Chelik Barosh. He can do whatever he wants. He can pick and choose anything he needs to do. You know what he's supposed to do? V'rochat es psore b'mayim. He's supposed to teach Torah. V'osas oylosei v'oyla sa'am. And he has to make sure that the Am has an aliyah, that the Am is able to shtayv. Aye, he's supposed to be bespoited this. Aye, isn't he supposed to be on Yom Kippur doing the avoid of Yom Kippur? Yeah, that's a hirasha, that's something that he does. But as soon as he's finished, as soon as he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Poshet is Big Day Abad. He removes the clothing of his body, this V'nicham Sham, and he leaves them there, and he goes back to what he's really supposed to do. And what's Aaron HaKohen really supposed to do? He's really supposed to be Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov. So I was thinking that the Das Kein in Bali Tosfos says that if you look in Parshas Vayikra, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon all the avoidis that the Kehanim are supposed to do, the Torah never mentions the name Aharon. In fact, there's 9 times where something was said to Kehanim in Parashas Vayikra, and all 9 times that mitzvah was addressed to the Bnei Aharon. It's not addressed to Aharon, but rather it's addressed to the Bnei Aharon. The first time that Aharon is mentioned is the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Tzavis Aharon, Vezbon of Lemer, Zois Torah Sa'oilo, Hiya Oilo al Moita al Mizbeach, Kol Alayla ad Aboiker, Ve'ish HaMizbeach Tukad Boi. There's 9 times that the Kehanim were addressed in Parshas Vayikra. It was always addressed to the Bnei Aharon. There's 1 time, but in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the first time, the very, very first time Aharon is addressed is Tzavis Aharon Vesbon of Lema Zois Torah Sa'ilo. So the Das Kein in Bali Tosfos says of Pshat. But I was thinking, Lefi this Chassam Sofer, it could be, it's unbelievable. The 9 askaras of the Kehanim in Parshas Vayikra is the Avodah. It's the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, it's the Zrika, it's the Aktara, it's the Koimetz, it's the Mincha, it's all the different Avodas. What does the Pasuk mean in the beginning of Parashat Tzav? Tzavis Aharon Vesbon of Leimar, Zois Teiras Ha'ayla, Zog the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menachis, Zois Teiras Ha'ayla, Kala Oisik B'Teiras Ha'ayla, Kilo Hikrev Ha'ayla, V'Kala Oisik B'Teiras Ha'chatos, Kilo Hikrev Chatos. Zois Teiras Ha'ayla means learn and teach the Halachas of the Ayla and the Chatos. Now why was this told to Aharon? Tzavis Aharon Vesbon of Lema, Zois Teiras Ha'ayla, Hiya Ha'ayla. Why are we talking to Aharon? So the Chassam Sofer says in a whole bunch of places, the reason this was told to Aharon is because Aharon Sheva Levi. And Sheva Levi's responsibility is Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seyroscha LeYisrael. Just like the Levim are the ones that are responsible to bring the Karbonis in the old-fashioned way, but Zois Teiras Ha'ayla, Kala Isa B'Teiras Ha'ayla, Kivu Kivayla, that's Oichet Sheva Levi. Because that's Sheva Levi's responsibility to teach Torah. It's Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seyroscha LeYisrael. But here's the punchline, I think. In Parshas Vayikra, we're talking about the Avodah. The Avodah the Kehanim had to do. But Aharon didn't have to do it. Aharon is the highest ranking member of Sheva Levi. He doesn't have to be the one that's going to go ahead and do the Avodah. Adarabu. Adarab, it's not something you should do. Upashat is big day abad. V'hinicham sham. What is a Haran supposed to do? Zoktich sam soifer in the droshes in the end of Chelik Beis. It's for rochas, it's besare b'mayim. It's for osa soy losei v'oyla sa'am. Here, when ki yoyser toiv loy lil moidasa am. Ki yoyser toiv loy. What? Yoyser toiv from what? From Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim? Ki yoyser toiv loy lil moidasa am. From Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim. Kal v'choymer ben benoy shal kal v'choymer. Yoyser toiv loy mi parashas v'yikra. Lil moidasa am ki tachsiv yoyrim eshmetach l'yakim. So throughout the entire parashas v'yikra, it's b'nei Aharon. The Kayanim after Aharon goes, no, Aharon? You know where Aharon comes in? Zoyz toiras ha'oylo hi ha'oylo. Kal ha'oysik v'toiras ha'oylo hi lo ikra v'oylo. Because that's the greatest manifestation, the greatest avoidah that a Levi can do. It's not the avoidah, it's not even the avoidah in Yom Kippur. It's not even the avoidah in Yom Kippur. Ki yoyser toiv lo ilu ma'idasa ha'am ki tachsib. U'poshat is big day abad. You know what you're going to do? The rochatz is psari ba mayim e mayim ala Torah. Mayim teaching Torah. Vasa say losei va oilas ha'am. So the entire parashah is vayikra. 9 times we're talking to the Kayanim. But who are we talking to? The Bnei Aharon? No. That's beneath Aharon's pay grade, kavi yochel. You know what Aharon's doing? Yoyrim mishpatech ala Yaakov v'say raschal Yisrael. So where's the first time Aharon's mentioned? The first time Aharon's mentioned is parashah Tzav. Tzav is Aharon v'azbon of Lamar. You know what we talk to Aharon? Zoyis teres oila hi oila. But now it's going to all come together. Yesterday we spoke about Avram Avinu. And we said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram Avinu, and he told him, Kachnos bintchas yechidcho asher ahavto v'aleu lo'ilu. So what Avram Avinu turned to the Eibishter and say, I'm not a Kohen. How could I do the Avodah? Ich minish kein Kohen. So the Eibishter told Avram, don't worry about it. Not only are you a Kohen, malo al ni alecha ki ilo at the Kohen Gadol. Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol. Where does Avram Avinu come to be a Kohen Gadol? Why did he have to be a Kohen Gadol? The Zayis Ranon, the Radal, it was Yom Kippur, etc., etc. But Lafi Anal, it could be there's a Pnimius Atayra Knech over here. Avram Avinu was the ultimate Kohen Gadol. Because what's the role of a Kohen Gadol? Zoyis Teiras Ha'oilo Hi Ha'oilo. That's when Hashem starts talking to Aharon. Yoyer Mishpatech Ha'liyakim V'smei Rosh Chali Yisrael. Who personified that more than Avram Avinu? V'anefesh Asha'asa B'chara. The Mishnah says, a person should be Mitalmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen. Oyev Shalom V'roidav Shalom. Oyev Es Abriyos. U'mikarevon L'Toyra. That's Aharon HaKohen. Well, heaven Mitalmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen? What do you mean? Every time I should do Zerika, Malika, I should do Kmitza, I should bring the Paralelum Dovah Shal Tzibur, right? Learn Kachim. That's Aharon. You know, we always speak out from the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Pirkei Avos. So the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Pirkei Avos is finding scriptural sources for the Mishnayos in Avos. And the Vilna Gaon said that the reason is because the word Avos is Miloshin Arba Avos Nezikin. Lamites Avos Melachis. And Rashi says in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamma, what's the difference between Avin Atalda? Avos are hanach tichsivi b'kra. Anything that's beforeish in a pasuk is called an av. So the Vilna Gaon wrote a pirish on Pirkei Avos, finding a makar from a pasuk to all the mishnayos. He said, if it's called avos, it means it has to be beforeish in a pasuk somewhere. So I looked up the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Aharon HaKohen, Hevi mitalmid of Shal Aharon, Oyev Shalom, Veroid of Shalom, Oyev Esabrius from Mekarvan L'Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's the makar to Mekarvan L'Torah? It's Pasha. What does the Gaon say? It's the same Pasha. It's Avram Avinu. Aharon HaKohen, Avram Avinu had the same mito. You know what it means to me? Mitamid of Shal Aharon HaKohen. It means Oyev Esabrius from Mekarvan L'Torah. It's Yoyer Mishpatech L'Yakov V'Seiros Chol Yisrael. You know what it means to me? Mitamid of Shal Avram Avinu. It's V'Hanefesh Asha'asu B'Choron. Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol. Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol is Tzavis Aharon Vesban of Lamar. Zoyis Teiras Ha'oilo. Hi Ha'oilo. Zoyis Teiras Ha'oilo. Kala Ois B'Teiras Ha'oilo. Ki Lurk Ha'oilo. Yoyer Mishpatech Ha'yakut. Who fulfilled more? Who fulfilled more than Avram Avinu? U'pashat Es Big Day Habad. That was Avram Avinu. That's the Chsam Soif and the Petuchei Chaisim that Avram Avinu could have been Chanoich. He could have been a Malach, but he didn't want to be a Malach. He was Upashat as Big Day Abad. He knew he could be a Malach and he can meditate somewhere and eventually, but he knew that there's a greater calling and the calling is reaching out to other people. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. That's what Avram Avinu did. That's what Aharon HaKohen did. And that's why Avram Avinu in Pnimius HaTorah is a Kohen Gadol. Because that's the job of the Kohen Gadol. That's Tzavis Aharon Vesban of Lamer. But there's one more punchline. And that is, there's a sefer called Mekeves HaMishnah. It was written about 500 years ago. It's a Pirish on Pirkei Avos. And Toich Dvarov, in the second parak on Pirkei Avos, the Merkavas HaMishnah says, quote, he says, Vehine, Midasoi Shal Avram, He Midasoi Shal Aharon. This is checkmate. Midasoi Shal Avram, He Midasoi Shal Aharon. V'loi hoya hefrish beineyem, ki im shmoyne begadim shal avash Aharon. What a line. The only difference between Avram Avinu and Aharon is the Shmoyne Begadim. Midasoi Shal Avram, He Midasoi Shal Aharon. V'loi hoya hefrish beineyem, ki im shmoyne begadim shal avash Aharon. Says the Merkavas HaMishnah. You want a remez? Here's a remez you'll never forget. Aharon is begematria 556. Avraham is begematria 256. Avraham is begematria 248. 256 and 248. What's the difference? It's 8. Midasoi shel Avraham, he midasoi shel Aharon. V'lo yehoya hefrish beineihem, ki im shmoyne begadim shel avash Aharon. By the way, if you want to be medayik to Merkavas HaMishnah, the hefrish wasn't either even kohen gadol. Avraham Avinu is giving the zelba kohen gadol v'yaharon. It's a medrash. He was a kohen gadol. You know what the difference was? The shmoyne begadim. That was the difference. And the remez ledavar is 256, 248. The difference is 8, but that's the point. The point is, the takeaway is, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim Afrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisle Lelishkas Parhedrin and Avoid on Yom Kippur. It's all gewaldig. But this is the Avoid of Chanoich, to be by yourself for 7 days. This is, it's an Avoid, but at the same time, it's a Hirasha. You do it because the Torah says you have to do it. But as soon as the 7 days are over, Zok Tehillah Gechsam Soifer, Kedarki Bakodesh Lashitasoi, again and again and again and again, throughout his Svarim, this theme, it's literally, it underpins everything. It's upashat as big day abad. And what's the job? Urachat is psare b'mayim, v'asa seilasoi v'oila sa'am. It's the idea of what does it mean to be mitalmid of shalahar nakoyin. It's oyev esabriyas u'makarvan l'toyra. And with that, we have a little bit of a havana maybe in Avram Avinu being a kohen gadol, because that was the avoida of Avram Avinu.